And from the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Jonah McKeown. Colombians will soon have a new way to explore the city with the African American Heritage Trail, a series of markers that will each commemorate a significant spot in Colombia's African American history. The Sharp End Heritage Committee dedicated the first trail marker this morning across from Douglas Pool on Providence Road, the former location of two buildings which served as a hub for the African American community in Colombia from the 1930s to the 1960s. First Ward City Councilman Clyde Ruffin says it's important to preserve this piece of history.
The dedication of these markers ensures not only that those stories are spoken verbally, but that they are also documented and preserved and accessible to everyone.
This marker is the first of an expected 15 for the trail. Missouri Governor Eric Greitens is headed to the United Kingdom and Switzerland on his second trade mission. Greitens left yesterday on a trip that will include meetings with government officials, business executive, and workforce development leaders. Greitens' office said he chose the nations because he sees an opportunity to increase trade, investment, and educational and cultural ties. In September, Greitens visited China and South Korea. His office said he met with representatives from many different industries, including manufacturing and agriculture. Columbia drivers will encounter a new gate system in the 6 downtown parking garages, set to be completed by this April. The gates will replace parking attendants but still allow garage users to pay with their smartphones, cash, Como Park cards, and credit cards. City Council member Michael Trapp says the new gate system will make the garages more welcoming to use and hold drivers more accountable.
We have strong suspicions that we're getting drive-offs and people aren't paying, that it's just an odd based on the honor system.
Trapp says that some drivers find the parking garages intimidating or have a strong preference for street parking. He says City Council believes the new gate system will provide enhanced security and convenience for users. University of Missouri System President Mun Choi announced yesterday that Dustin Schneiders will serve as the University of Missouri System's Director of Government Relations. This comes after the university began and called off the search for the more senior executive director position. Schneiders, who previously was the chief of staff for Missouri State Senate President Pro Tem Ron Richards, will take on day-to-day government relations decisions. University of Missouri spokesman Christian Basie says administrators realized they needed to take a step back and assess the overall government relations office and its needs.
It was worth it to take a pause on that search and make sure that we had somebody for the day-to-day operations, while at the same time giving us an opportunity to do a thorough review.
Columbia residents can receive free estate planning help from MU law students. 8 students are participating in a pro bono clinic that they hope will give back to the community. Jennifer Clark is the media relations representative for the law school and says the clinic makes a bigger impact than people think.
I was talking to one of our clients last year who said that they, you know, just felt like a weight was lifted off their shoulders because this was done. This was something that they had feared and dreaded to do, and now it was done and they could put this behind them.
This is the third time the law school will be partnering with the MU Family Impact Center to host the clinic, which will take place on October 30th at the MU Family Impact Center on East Ash Street in Columbia. I'm Jonah McKeown, KBIA News, Columbia.